The following is supplementary information. 1b. An overview of Ezekiel. Generally speaking, the book of Ezekiel may be divided as follows. Chapters 1 to 3. In 613 BCE, while living among the Jewish exiles in Babylon, Ezekiel sees visions of Jehovah and is commissioned to prophesy to the Jews living by the river Kibar. Chapters 4 to 24. Between 613 and 609 BCE, Ezekiel delivers prophetic messages consisting primarily of judgment against Jerusalem and her rebellious, idolatrous people. Chapters 25 to 32. Starting in 609 BCE, the year the final Babylonian siege of Jerusalem began, Ezekiel's message of judgment shifts from Jerusalem to surrounding enemy nations: Ammon, Edom, Egypt, Moab, Philistia, Sidon, and Tyre. Chapters 33 to 48. Starting in 606 BCE, with Jerusalem and its temple lying in ruins hundreds of miles away, Ezekiel focuses on a message of hope: the thrilling restoration of the pure worship of Jehovah God. The book of Ezekiel is thus basically arranged chronologically as well as topically. Prophecies about the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple come before the bulk of the prophecies about the restoration of pure worship. That makes sense, for the restoration prophecies presuppose that worship at the temple had ceased. In addition, Ezekiel's prophecies against the surrounding enemy nations, chapters 25 to 32, are inserted between his judgment messages against Jerusalem and the prophecies about the restoration of pure worship. Commenting on Ezekiel's judgment messages to the nations, one scholar observes, "They form a suitable transition from the declaration of God's wrath to that of his mercy towards his people, because the punishment of their enemies is in itself a part of the deliverance of his people."